What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gorris, and this is the Heal Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the Heal Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee. Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope your day is treating you well. Today's episode is actually a guided meditation, a practice in expanding our identity beyond our Enneagram type. But first, today's rosebud and thorn. My rose is, you guys, your girl is fully vaccinated and she went to Trader Joe's. I may have already talked about this as a rose, but I'm still excited. Every day I get to like experience a Trader Joe's food meal that like I haven't had in forever is a good day. My thorn is that no one else in my family is as excited about Trader Joe's as me, so it's not like, I don't know if other sevens feel this way, but the joy that I feel in something is better and more meaningful if others will do it with me and get excited with me. Like, there's something about like giving other people joy and like inviting them into a new experience or experiencing something they've never experienced before or something that they've never enjoyed before, introducing them to a new thing, that is like my favorite feeling in the world. And I really want them to be as excited about Trader Joe's as I am. But my bud is honestly getting to connect with so many of you over the coming weeks. I am doing Facebook Lives every day for the week of the summit. And that means that every year at the summit, I get to meet more of you and like know your names, which I just think is the coolest thing in the world. So I'm looking forward to that coming up in a couple weeks. So as I mentioned in the beginning of today's episode, it's a bit different as the entire episode is a guided meditation. It's my favorite thing to get to ride with you on your morning commute, to be a part of that journey. This episode may not be the one for that. So if you are driving, kind of use your judgment as to whether or not you feel like you will still benefit from this if you don't like fully meditate, but don't meditate while you're driving. I think we all know that. You don't need me to tell you that. But when you are ready to listen, find yourself in a comfortable position and really ponder for just a few minutes the question of, who am I beyond who I think I have to be? And we're going to do this meditation. It's not Enneagram specific. We're going to run through it. And then at the end, I'll ask you another question just to round things out. Okay. So first, make sure that you are completely comfortable and that you have some time where you won't be disturbed for the length of this episode. And we'll take some breaths together and really just get connected to our senses. So let's take three big breaths together, each breath taking you closer to your ultimate self. So one, inhaling as fully as you can, expanding your lungs and your belly, holding it for a minute, and exhale. And two, inhale, feeling relaxing sensations encompassing your body, hold, and exhale. Three, inhaling as much as you can, feeling great power through bringing oxygen into your body, and hold it and really soak that in. And exhale. You can just relax, allowing your eyes to gently close, taking your sense of vision away. Begin to focus on all the sounds around you. And perhaps you can only hear this recording and music and headphones, or perhaps there are sounds you can also hear in your surroundings. And that's good. And stop and listen to the sounds and begin to focus on the sensations in your body. What are your fingertips touching? Notice how the palms of your hands feel. What are your feet touching? Notice how the soles of your feet feel. And become aware of your head. Notice how your scalp feels. And can you sense how powerful your brain is? And how about your mind? Can you become aware of your mind? How big is your mind? And our mind is our imagination, and our ability to imagine is boundless. The mind does not have any limitations. You can use the great power of your creative imagination to experience a full, wide range of thoughts, feelings. Now I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And with each number, you'll float along the timeline of your past. Just observe all the moments of your life pass by without involving any emotions. You are floating along this timeline of your life all the way to your birth and making your way back to pre-birth level, where you can communicate with your highest self. And 10, letting your mind begin to drift back in time. What were you doing this morning, yesterday, last month? 9, see what you were doing last year. And 8, floating back along your timeline. 5 years go by, and 10 years, and 7, you drift all the way to your school days and see moments flash by when you were a teenager. 6, drifting through childhood. See the places you live during these times. And any memories that come, just let them pass by. Just let them pass by. 5, you are seeing things from when you were very young. Perhaps they are real accounts of memories you had, or maybe you can just see stories you were told about your early childhood. 4, you can see you are a baby now, just learning to walk. See these moments as clearly as you can. 3, you are a very tiny baby now, before you could walk. You see people caring for you. Observe any colors or sounds you may notice from this time. 2, now you are in your mother's womb. Safe and warm. It's quiet in there, and you feel wanted in the world outside of your mother. 1, now you are only but a spark of life in your mother. 0, you are passing through back and back to a place of unlimited awareness. Observe whatever you are experiencing right now. May you sense a presence that is pure and beautiful, the most intelligent presence that you've ever felt. This presence is your higher self. Notice the qualities of this existence. What's it like? And allow for a moment of stillness. And this higher self has been waiting for a long time for you to come to this moment where you can connect and learn. And what form does this higher knowledge take on in this moment? What do they look like? Notice every detail and quality about this being that you can. Let them know that you are excited, that you are here, and you are listening. And the first bit of knowledge you receive is about you and your human form, giving you insight about something you need to know. So open yourself up completely now to anything you need to learn about this human version of yourself that you are experiencing. And listen. Listen with an open mind, allowing anything into your mind that needs to present itself. Okay, good. Any messages you receive here and now, you remember for the rest of your life. And this is a very important moment with your larger consciousness. You may hear messages in the form of words, or you may just have a feeling. There is no wrong way. Whatever you experience is perfectly fine. This is your intuition. Allow your intuition to speak with you. Good. In this moment you are spending with your intuition is void of any fears. Fear doesn't have to exist where safety is present. So without any burden of fear, ask this all-knowing self whatever you need to, anything that comes to mind. You can say to your higher self, how can my human version carry out my soul's purpose? Listen. Life on earth is a learning experience. So you can ask how anything you need to know or do as a student here on earth. You listen very closely because any messages you receive are from the deepest parts of you, things that you find important. And as you spend this time together, feeling rejuvenated, your mind automatically sorts through any problems with ease and clarity. Life is a chance to solve any and all problems so that we can fully experience pure paradise. And ask your higher self now anything that comes to mind and listen very closely. are 7 messages that your higher self has for you right now. So as they say each of these things to you, sit with the message and allow yourself to make of it what you will. You deserve the best in every situation. You have special gifts. Live and let others live too. Remember to make time for play. Love yourself always. You can trust yourself. And now you're going to merge fully and completely with your higher self, bringing you full access to your intuition into the next phase of your life. Allow yourself to connect completely with your higher self, becoming a powerful force. You are now one with your intuition, and it guides you while you live through life, knowing that every moment you can trust yourself, and you can ask your intuition anything you want and listen with great respect. You are one with your higher self, whole and complete, able to access infinite intuition at any moment. And you can sit for a moment and really experience the sensation of wholeness. Now we are going to come back to our wakeful awareness, bringing back all that we have learned today. So one, we're coming back. To feeling good. 3, feeling strong. Four, breathing in fresh air. Five, feeling complete. Six, feeling whole. Seven, feeling wiser. Eight, good, we're coming back now. Nine, almost there. And 10, feeling happy and rejuvenated. Friends, after this time with yourself, I invite you to take a few moments and either think or write out who you are outside of all of the roles that you play. If you're not a wife, a husband, you're not a mother, a father, not your job title, not your roles that you play in your life, not a sister, a brother, daughter, son, you are just a being. What defines you there? And what defines you now? Not who you've been, not who you hope to be, but just the truth of who you are. No judgment, there's no wrong or right way. Just take a moment and be honest and objective about who the truth of you is right here and right now. As always, it is an absolute joy to create this content for you. I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.